Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai, and welcome to this episode where I talk about how to tell if you're rich, even if you think you aren't. So there's a funny thing that happens once you start accumulating money. Basically, no matter how much you accumulate, you'll never really think you're rich. It's always, well, if I could earn just a little bit more, then I'll finally feel rich. And the math really states, just earn three times what you're currently making now, and you'll finally feel rich. Maybe for several months, and then you're going to have to make three times more again to feel rich. So it never ends. So in this podcast, I want to actually share when you actually know you really are rich and you're just fooling yourself into believing you're not. And this episode is inspired by this very, very interesting chart in the Post, which is by Haver Analytics, that shows household net worth share of personal disposable income. So basically, we're at a record high in the history of all America, and every time we reach this record high, a recession ensues. So just something to be aware of. We're definitely late cycle. So take a look at this chart. It's fascinating. I've never really seen a chart like this before, and I think it's really telling about where we might be going. After all, interest rates have broken through 3%. They're at 7-year highs in terms of the 10-year bond yield. Gas prices are rising, and real estate is still quite expensive. So everybody's getting squeezed, and I'd love for everybody to be careful out there. But anyway, this chart basically tells us that our assets are at the highest level compared to our income in all of history, thanks to tremendous asset price appreciation. So anybody who bought stocks and real estate specifically between late 2009 and 2015 is sitting mighty pretty. And when you're sitting mighty pretty, you tend to spend more frivolously because you feel rich and you take on debt to buy things you don't really need. But at some point, a percentage of the population gets carried away because they improperly forecast their income and their net worth, and they commit financial suicide by over-leveraging. And then they end up bringing the rest of us down. I remember during the financial crisis, you know, one person down the hall did a short sale because he just simply couldn't afford the property anymore. And then because of that short sale, it became a cascade of short sales that really depressed property prices. So I'm really hoping the good times will last for several more years. After all, it's much more fun making money hand over fist than losing money. But it just doesn't seem like the easy money is going to come anymore. I'm just really worried that cash out refinances are reaching pre-crisis level highs, and everybody is just going crazy buying real estate right now, at least here in San Francisco. But it's really obvious. It's really obvious rental prices have slowed down in many coastal cities, so just be careful. So how to tell if you're rich? Well, there's a qualitative side and a quantitative side. One quantitative side is to say, well, if you're two standard deviations higher than the median household income of $59,000 and the median household net worth of $100,000, you're considered rich. At a two standard deviation, you're richer than basically 98% of all Americans. So you're almost in the top 1%. That is rich. Nobody's going to argue. But I think really the qualitative side of being rich is much more interesting because being rich is more of a feeling or a temporary state of mind. It's really similar to experiencing spikes of happiness, you know, in your life when, let's say, you got into college, the college of your choice, or someone you asked out finally said yes, or maybe you hit a home run, or you got married, or you had a baby. These are all temporary spikes in happiness, followed by what is hopefully a sustainable level of contentment. So the first time I felt a little bit rich was a couple of years after I bought my own place in San Francisco in 2003. The initial years were a little bit nerve-wracking due to the assumption of $425,000 in mortgage debt. But after 2 years, I felt like I was going to be okay because I was still employed and I got promoted a couple times. So I felt rich because I finally owned a piece of America and no longer was I a price taker in an ever-rising rental environment. The second time I felt rich was when my company agreed to let me go with a severance payment and all my deferred cash and stock that paid out over the next 5 years. I felt like I had won the lottery because I would have gladly left if they just gave me my deferred cash and stock that paid out, but they decided to give me a six-figure lump sum check as well, and that was awesome because I invested all of it in 2012 and it's almost doubled since. Third time I felt rich was 3 years after I left corporate America. Again, the initial years were a little bit worrisome. You know, you're just never quite sure whether you made the right move, especially when you're 34 years old and you were making six figures. Like, nobody really does that, right? Or nobody rational would do that. But I was just sick and tired of it. But by 2015, 3 years later, I knew we were home free because Financial Samurai continued to grow. And so my wife joined me in early retirement as well. So having that freedom to choose how we spend 100% of our time was really priceless. And then the most recent time we felt rich was when our son was born in 2017. He's a miracle baby. I mean, really, really a miracle baby for us because we tried for many years. And his birth really helped crystallize all the effort we put into studying, saving, investing, working, and taking a lot of risk. And since my wife and I are pretty frugal, using our wealth to provide for someone we love so much feels absolutely wonderful. So definitely go through the times where you felt rich. And I bet a lot of the times, they're just going to be qualitative times where it was just a feeling or something happened and you just felt like the richest person in the world. But I think it's always good to look at the quantitative side of the equation. And given I can't tell you how to feel, let me introduce you to a simple chart that tells you how you should feel based on a simple net worth to income multiple. You can use the average income you've earned over the past 3 years as the denominator, or you can separately plug in your personal ideal income where making more brings you no additional happiness. For me, that's about $200,000 a year as a single person and about $300,000 a year for a family of up to four in an expensive coastal city. So, if you have a net worth divided by average or ideal income of less than one, you're probably going to feel a little unsettled, where you're running on a treadmill, or often miserable, frankly. When the ratio is between one and five, I think you're going to start feeling like you're no longer running in place, you're feeling a little bit enlightened, and you're also scolding and telling yourself how stupid you were previously when you weren't aggressively saving and investing money. I mean, it's just really easy to spend all your money in the early years because you just don't know better. So between a multiple of 6 to 9, so your net worth is 6 to 9 times greater than your average or ideal income, you finally start feeling like you're running downhill and you're gaining momentum. So there's nothing that's gonna stop you now. And then between 10 to 19, you almost feel rich, almost. But you don't want to let up and you want to run through the base and you just want to like add to the hustle and add to your earnings firepower. So finally, at 20 times, so when your net worth is at least 20 times your average or ideal income, that's when you finally feel rich. So if you make $100,000 a year, $2 million net worth, I think that's when you start really feeling rich. But actually, you're also really exhausted because you've been running so hard. And I think at around 30 times, that's when you're going to feel like you really won the lottery and you've got like some funny money. And you also start developing some guilt and numbness to wealth. So 30 times is really interesting because right now the 10-year bond yield, which is the risk-free rate of return, is at 3.1%. as of May 2018. So it's really ratcheted higher. So essentially, at 30, 33 times your average ideal income, you can live for free into perpetuity, risk-free, right? Because you're getting a 3.1% return. And so once you're over 50 times your average income, you're unquestionably really rich, even if you don't believe it. You know, you can just earn a 2% rate of return, and you will, because the risk-free rate of return is 3%. So there you go. For those of you who don't feel rich, but really are rich, here's an easy formula to tell whether you really are rich or not. Take your net worth and divide it by your average income or your ideal income. And I think the best strategy for feeling rich is to determine your ideal income for maximum happiness and accumulate at least 20 times that income figure. I guarantee you that once you get to 20x, you're going to start finally feeling like life is really, really good financially at least. And those worries really start to dissipate. You can strive to accumulate up to 15 times your average income or ideal income. But after that, really, your happiness doesn't increase at all. And you really start feeling a little bit guilty. and you're wondering, why are you hoarding so much money? Specifically, you can only pass down around $11 million per person, death tax free. So hoarding so much more than $11 million per person, let alone billions like folks like Jeff Bezos from Amazon, doesn't make any sense, since the government is going to tax you at a 40% rate and then proceed to squander much of your money. So you might as well try to accumulate to that figure or up to 50 times and then look to actively donate that money away to organizations or people you really, really care about. You know, once you get to at least 20x, spend your time figuring out as many ways to help other people as possible. Because I promise you, the more you give and the more you help, the richer you will feel. So I'd love to hear from all of you on, when did you finally start feeling rich? And at what multiple of average income or ideal income do you think you'll finally feel rich? And what does being rich mean to you? Thanks so much.